Fremantle's history of taking risks on people, giving them an opportunity, has backfired. They've had mud slung in their face. And it's happening now with Jesse Hogan. To go out and do what he did on the weekend is disrespectful to everybody else. To Steve Rosich, who has reportedly said, we need to get him here, and maybe said to others that, nah, even though they said we don't want him for because he's got a few issues, he has said, no, we want to get him. It's disrespectful to him. It's disrespectful to Peter Bell. It's disrespectful to his teammates. It's disrespectful to his coach. It's disrespectful to the fans. Right now, he's got to realise this. If he doesn't think that it is, then, mate, he needs to go and find a new job, because you can't do what he's doing and get away with it in AFL anymore.
And that'll be the really interesting thing here, Carl, I'd imagine, because I think of people like Ross Lyon, I think of people like Peter Bell, I think of people like Nat Fyfe, who are so invested and are giving everything they've got to try and turn this football club around, to try and get them back to a spot where they could potentially win a premiership. It would be a real slap in the face to have someone drinking the night before a training session, 7 days out from round one.
Well, supposedly, this is, he was in a private house down in Mandurah drinking with his mates. Now, I don't know what sort of mates he hangs out with, but for those that are putting videos and photos and all this sort of stuff on social media of him in inebriated states, they're not mates. They wouldn't do that to you. They're not mates.
I agree with that.
So get new friends.
And that's
what I said. Find some new friends. Find some that'll look after you. Find some that'll guide you. And those that were with him the other night, who are supposedly his friends, letting him get into that state that he couldn't train the next day with his teammates, celebrating presumably that he was going to play his first game at Fremantle, mate, that's just it's just weird.